A top aide to Osama bin Laden is believed to be the man who murdered Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl. That's according to U.S. officials cited in the journal. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed also allegedly masterminded the September 11th terrorist attacks. He has been in U.S. custody since March of this year. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke with the Wall Street Journal's Steve Levine.
Daniel Pearl was kidnapped in Karachi, Pakistan in January 2002 while pursuing a story for the Wall Street Journal on Islamic extremists. That May, his body was found at a plant nursery on the outskirts of Karachi. A videotape later surfaced showing Daniel Pearl being murdered. Steve Levine, welcome.
Hi.
Authorities have told you now that the hand wielding the knife that slit Daniel Pearl's throat was the hand of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
That's right. We had an interview with someone in the government in Washington who has reason to know this, and very, very strong evidence that it was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Would you give us just the briefest description of who he is?
Sure. He's a Pakistani who grew up in Kuwait. He speaks fluent English. He went to college in North Carolina. Known as a master of disguise, he invented the idea of ramming airplanes into fixed objects. He had a scheme in 1995 to hijack 12 U.S. airliners and blow them up over the ocean and ram them into objects. And he's been tied to three or four other very large terrorist acts, including September 11th.
How do they describe what they think happened now?
Three Arabic-speaking men drove to the plant nursery where Danny was held. The men who were holding him were all Pakistanis, but suddenly arrived on the scene three Arabic-speaking men. We believe this happened 1 week after he was kidnapped. These men carried some kind of special authority because they were able to order all of the guards out of the room except for one. This is very important because this one man was captured in May 2002 and led police to Danny's body and became a witness. We knew that these Arabic speakers restrained and then killed Danny on videotape. That Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was involved came out last year. However, it was disputed by Pakistani police and by American authorities.
Why would there have been resistance to the possibility that he was the killer? Would it be because he is so high up in bin Laden's organization that he wouldn't seem to be a person who'd actually be doing the deed?
That's exactly right. The feeling was that he was the equivalent of a chief executive. And you can't imagine the chief executive going down onto the shop floor and making a pipe, for example. It is extraordinary that the number four or number five man, perhaps number three man in Al-Qaeda, himself decided to carry this out, not to send a deputy, but himself to go.
Steve Levine, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Steve Levine is a foreign correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, and he's based in Central Asia. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.